Well, hello everybody. I'm here, Astrid. If you haven't seen me before in Love Wrestling, as Matt has nicknamed me the Natural Astrid Pizarro. I know a lot of you have seen me doing streams like NXT and doing Love Wrestling Reacts on Saturdays, but I'm starting a new series, chatting with female wrestlers and female talent in the wrestling industry. And my first guest is Kayla, who is going to be facing Nicole Matthews on October 15 on Change the Game. So I just wanted to see how you're doing, first of all.
I'm doing great. It's Friday as we're recording this. It's Friday. So I'm fabulous.
I don't blame you. I'm probably a fabulous Friday. Let's call it that. Why not?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I have 2 days to just chill a little. So,
yeah.
But I mean, same. I have to study still, but I can still chill a little.
Well, I like how you mentioned study, because I was just thinking of asking, because I was watching Blowing Up stream not too long ago when you were on it, and you were talking about that you were in college while you're wrestling. So I was curious how you balance college with your wrestling life.
Honestly, when I started wrestling, I was finished my first degree. So I started it right after I graduated. And then when I started up my now degree I'm doing, is when COVID started. So I really haven't had to balance anything. So luckily, I mean, when I started it, I had a few matches and then COVID hit. So around then, it wasn't hard because it's just on the weekends or if you want to go to training a little bit. But that's when it gets tough, is when there's training and you need to decide, okay, am I going to go train for a few hours or am I going to study? And studying went out quite a bit, especially the last year. I had no money, A, and B, no time. So I was lucky COVID came around, because otherwise I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah, I feel like even though it's been one of those things, like being at home, it has given me so much time to do other things that I love to do too, just like doing this, for example. And it's kind of weird to think about that. I never would have done it unless COVID started, to be honest. And it's been such a huge change for me.
That's a lot of people, same thing. They've either really kind of seen it as a bad thing or a good thing. I've seen it as a great thing, just because I think I needed to chill out a little, because I went right from high school to university, and then I worked and did school for almost 5 years, and then right after school is when I started wrestling, and I kind of threw everything into that while working full time, and I haven't had any downtime since I was like, I don't even know, ever. And then COVID happened and I could have some downtime even though I started school again. But I consider it downtime because you couldn't go anywhere for a while. And then right the month that COVID happened, I also moved. So just within, when I was still living in Alberta, I moved that month. So it kind of gave us a long time to settle in and adjust, and then school. So I thought COVID was great. It started to be terrible, I'd say probably at the 1 year mark. I was kind of like, okay, you know, I miss the things I used to do. I miss going out for beers. I think I toe on the line of introvert extrovert. I find that sometimes I can be very introverted, and then when I get with wrestling and stuff, I'm extroverted. So the introvert in me loved it. The extrovert started to be like, okay, I want to go out for a beer. I miss going to hockey games, those kind of things. So I thought it was great, but now I'm kind of like, oh, but school, I'm like, it's still good for school.
I was wondering, because now that you mentioned like COVID and like wrestling, things like that, how was it when you were wrestling and like when COVID started, how was that for you, like that experience?
It was kind of weird because I remember rumblings when people started saying like, oh, you know, like this COVID thing. And I was actually supposed to go to Vegas the first weekend of April, and then COVID kind of shut everything down in Alberta / Canada mid to end of March of 2020. And I remember being at a wrestling show, one of my friends, so I went to go watch, and I was like, oh, like this COVID thing, like it's starting to come to Canada, like it's whatever, like it's not gonna come here, you know. And then that was the last wrestling show I've been to, was that one, and it wasn't even one of my own. So it was it kind of sucked because even for my own wrestling, like with my home promotion, which I consider Force Wrestling to be my home promotion, we had a bunch of plans, you know, and that sucks that we didn't get to go through with that. But hopefully now things are kind of opening up a little, clearing up, and hopefully we can maybe execute that. But it's a little hard now that I live in Ontario. So maybe I won't get to be part of a lot of it, but I'll try to be there for the most of it.
Oh, I hope you can. That'll be awesome, especially now going back to like normal-ish, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, out here in Ontario, like they've really stayed, I find they've stayed pretty steady with COVID here. Like they've kind of gone up and down like everybody else, but right now it's pretty steady. I don't think they're being too ambitious. But Alberta, they were really ambitious and I think it bit them in the butt, especially this month, considering how bad it is again. But with all the vaccinations and stuff, I think hopefully it'll be okay.
One question that I was curious about, that's why I didn't get to do it in the chat we were had we had offline. We were chatting about like fantasy booking with like the four horse women in NXT and all that
stuff.
Oh,
yes, yeah.
So I didn't get too much into it because I wanted to get like a more expanded answer. So I was thinking if you were in charge, for example, of like some type of storyline or rivalry feud, anything like that within the women's division, who would you be featuring, whether it's the four horsewomen or anybody that you enjoy watching?
In WWE?
Yeah, anybody, okay. If you like to.
Oh, God. Any of my guy friends, like a lot of them are with Love Wrestling here, so they'll laugh when they hear this, but they all know I'm a huge four horsewomen fan. Like, I love all four of them because they're really what dragged my love of wrestling back after, honestly, it was probably a 7-year drought where I didn't, 6-7 years, I did not watch wrestling. I didn't even know what was going on. So I missed that whole NXT is not a game show anymore. It is a promotion. It is a brand. It is a school. It is a everything. So when I think I've told this story maybe a long time ago, but I'll say it again. But I was, bless Instagram, I was scrolling on Instagram and it was when you could see what other friends have liked back then, like years ago. I don't know if anyone remembers that, but one of my friends liked this picture and it suggested, oh, this might be something you like. So I clicked and it was when Sasha won the woman's title for the first time on Raw against Charlotte. And it was a picture of her with the title. And I'm like, first of all, I've never seen that title before because I missed so much in wrestling, right? So I'm like, wow, that title's beautiful. A. B, who is Sasha? C, wow, the women look like they're killing it. This is not what I was used to back in 2009, 2010. Like, this wasn't a thing. And so it really piqued my interest. And the next thing I know, I was on Google. And the first thing that shows up on Google is Sasha versus Bayley Brooklyn, if you type in Sasha Banks, right? And that kind of hooked me. So you find from there, you find Sasha Bayley, then you find obviously Charlotte, and then Becky's right in there. They brought my love of wrestling back. No pun intended, but pun intended, I guess, love wrestling. But they brought my love back and I've been obsessed ever since. And I think a few months, cause that was 2016, summer of 2016, when she won that title. I started training in winter of 2017. So in the January time there. So it took me 5 or 6 months to finally push myself to say, okay, this is something you want to try and do because you wanted to in high school. Like I wanted to do that. I was like, after high school, like I'm going to find a school. Like this is what I wanted to do growing up. Like I love wrestling. Like I love it. But school took over and I never watched TV. So my love of everything on TV was gone. Unfortunately, wrestling was one of them. So yeah, now I'm obsessed. So anyways, my fantasy booking is definitely those four. I can't remember who I was talking to, but they said, oh, it would be great with the new generation coming up here, like the Bianca Belairs, everybody like something with them. Versus the four horsewomen, kind of like a coming of age. I think Becky had an interview recently where she talked about like, hey, there's these girls that are stepping out of line. They're thinking that, you know, they can take over what we've created, what we've done. Let's put them back in line. And I said, there you go. There's the booking right there. These girls that are coming up. Like, I don't know who else would be in, but obviously Bianca Belair has got to be in there. Because look at what she's doing right now. Like she's on TV every week. So. And obviously the Four Horsewomen of MMA. You can't not have that because it's leaving too much on the table. I think people would be so disappointed if they never ever do anything, and they need to do something. Come on, they've used it a billion times, right? So they got to do something.
Yeah, I was hoping that would happen when they had them in the NXT in the audience, and they had that video backstage, and I was like, man, it would be so good to see this, like, four versus four. Like, I would like to see them, especially. I like how they walked by them and they went like, you know, we're the ones.
Just like cocky, like, I love it. And every time, like, every time they're there, they always bring it up. They always want to make it happen. I don't know how they will make it happen. I think now there's no better time than the present, right? Because, I mean, Sasha just came back last week. And someone, I think also on Twitter, I saw somebody was saying, like, they've never had all four of them as a heel.
Yeah.
If Bailey's still technically a heel. So if Bailey were to come back whenever she's not injured, they're all a heel. There's no better time than the present. Do it now. Mm-hmm. Pull that trigger.
Right? I wish.
Like, I want it so bad. That'll be the day. Let me tell you. I will find a way to get to that show.
Right? I'm like saying, sign me up for that one ASAP.
Yeah, sign me up. I will fly anywhere.
Another thing that I was curious about, because I know, especially lately in the past couple of years, as you mentioned, there's been a lot of firsts for the women, like the first woman's Money in the Bank, first Hell in a Cell. And I just wanted to see, maybe you had one of those favorite firsts that they had for the women so far.
I think, okay, so the first big first, I guess, well, I consider it a big first because it's pretty big, is the first woman's Hell in a Cell. Disappointing. Sasha's my favorite. She lost. I was so upset. Like, how dare you? But that one always sticks out. It may not have been the best, like, executed match ever, but it was still good. I mean, I watched it a few more times after that night anyways. What's one of my other favorites? Oh, the one that made me cry. The first ever women's tag team champions. I was so emotional because I love tag wrestling. I've always loved it. They never had any for the women. I always wished. And they may not have done the best job, but I think everybody knew they probably would drop the ball a little bit after a certain amount of time. But man, I was so happy when they brought those in and they had them in Elimination Chamber, because that's my favorite pay-per-view, like one of my favorite pay-per-views, because I love that style of match. I just think it's different. It's intriguing. You never know what's going to happen. Sasha Bailey won it. Two of my favorites. I go back again to two of my favorite wrestlers ever, and they win it. That was probably one of my favorites as well. You can't go wrong with the WrestleMania thing. The Money in the Bank. Always loved the Money in the Bank. Yeah. The Royal Rumble, though. I loved it. And I think they blew it out of the water. So I think it's going to be a tie between the first Royal Rumble and Hell in a Cell.
Yeah,
the just Royal like Rumble, just a smidge bigger.
Yeah, just a smidge. I was disappointed with Sasha losing that one too. I really like the storytelling that they in the match. So that was the part that, like, it was like my highlight for that match particularly. And that Royal Rumble, when I remember watching it the first time, I got so many goosebumps. I started not to tear up. I'm like, looking at my brother, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna pretend I'm not crying over here, so my brother doesn't say anything. By watching things like that, I just, like, even being there, I was there for the women's main event at WrestleMania. So I was next to my dad, and I'm like getting goosebumps. I'm like, I can't believe I'm here watching this. Like, I just wanted to cry literally, and I was shaking as if I wasn't even participating. I'm like, it's amazing to be part of that history and being there in attendance and even watching it. So just like, I still get goosebumps every time they mention. I'm like, I was there.
It was, I can't believe you were there. I'm so jealous. I remember watching it, just being like, oh man. First of all, I was like, okay, they better do the right thing here. And second of all, I was really glad that they gave them like that big fight, like big intro, like everybody kind of got like a big, just like a big introduction, like Charlotte in the helicopter, et cetera, et cetera. I was glad they did that. They needed to, it's the main event. But yeah, that was forever. It's in the history books.
Yep, that's true.
Yep.
Another thing that I was curious about, since you were talking about really about traveling, so we're going on that route. I don't know, probably in your career, if you were to wrestle like outside of Canada, where would you like to wrestle?
Oh, well, probably the States, obviously. But really up there is Australia. I have a few friends that I met that came up here to train a few years ago that I met, and they were begging me to come down before COVID. And I know now that COVID's over, they'll probably bring it up again and again. So that's up there for sure. Just because like, it's a little bit more fun when you know people. So you're going to go see them, you're going to go wrestle them. So definitely there. And I have a few friends now that live in the States and wrestle down there. It would be great to see them as well. But yeah, probably Australia might be number one right now, just because I have friends there that wrestle. Definitely number one.
Another one that I was wondering about and kind of touched up on it a little bit, maybe the horsewoman, but is anybody in particular that you have identified the most with since you started like watching wrestling, especially recently?
What did I identify with? You know, I always did really like the way Sasha does her matches, but the more I've been wrestling, I think the more I identify with Bailey or Becky, just in the way they wrestle. I think I watch more Bailey and Becky matches just in the fact that like I can do more of what they do. Like I'm not overly flexible. I don't really flip. Like I can, but I don't like going. I've had like a concussion or two, so I have a little bit of, you know, PTSD with that. But I think in that way, I think I identify more with that, especially like heel Bailey. I think I'm very similar in mannerisms in that sense, because like 95% of my wrestling career, I've been a heel. So I think at this moment, Bailey. In the past, I watched a lot of guys though, but for women, for sure, Bailey still, like I'll look up matches from her NXT days and even some from like the last 2 years, because she did her best work, I think, during COVID, because like, they just let her do whatever she wanted, it seemed. So I think it paid off. So her matches, I'll just put them on and see if I can pick something out.
Yeah, I'm really proud of her. I feel like, especially being a heel, I never in my mind would have pictured Bailey as a heel. So even seeing her, I wasn't sure what to expect. And then seeing her now, I'm like, I don't want her to be babyface again, because she's just so incredible as a heel. As recently, I'm like, she blew it out of my mind. I couldn't believe it when I every time she wrestled, like I'm like, I can't believe she did that. So I'm like, I was really impressed with her work, and I'm like, I don't want to keep her. I want to keep her as a heel now, just because it was so interesting and different for her. It's something that would have never crossed my mind, because I remember watching her obviously from somewhat of her NXT beginning days. So I always picture her with that ponytail and going the sideways and Izzy and things like that. So I never would have thought of her as a heel or how great she would be as a heel. And now I'm so impressed.
You know, it's so funny because I remember when she did turn heel and the internet was like, she's not a heel, like blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm like, are you joking me? Like she's playing it perfectly. She's in denial about like, I didn't do anything wrong. Like, I'm just here, I'm helping my best friend, like I'm a good friend. And then she chops her hair off, then everybody's like, oh yes, I see it now. That's all it took, I guess. But it's just that transformation, I loved it. I ate it up. I thought it was amazing. And the blue hair, Sasha's blue hair at the same time, so both of them going at the same time, it just was cherry on top.
I feel like it wasn't something that was rushed either, so I think that helped. It was kind of like a slow burn type of situation, transition for her. So it's something that I enjoy. It wasn't something that happened so overnight either, that just like, you know, what the heck happened? You know, it was so impressive the way they kept not only transitioning, but adjusting to everything that was happening in the storyline. And her and Sasha as a tag team, I know they broke up, but they still, I love them together.
Like, I think it's because they fully committed, and it's something they wanted. So when they got to fully commit to it, it shows. I mean, you kind of like look when Sasha came back and she turned heel. Like, she had the blue hair, she attacked Natty and Becky, I think. Yeah, I think the two of them at the same time there. And then Bailey, like 2 weeks later, or a month later, whatever, turned heel. And it just was like, they did such a good job. Even before Bailey cut her hair, like I think back to when they had that tag match as the main event of Raw, I think, against Becky and Charlotte. That's one of the matches I go back and watch a lot, is because it's so good. Like, it was really good. More of that, please. I think that's what we need.
Yeah. I wanted to jump on something that we talked about at the beginning. Yeah, you mentioned about your degree. So I was wondering, mm-hmm. if you weren't actually a wrestler, what would you be doing instead?
I guess I'm kind of doing it already. Mm-hmm. But I actually, when I was in grade 12, when I was choosing what I wanted to do, I really wanted to be a surgeon, like a doctor. I don't know if I was kind of like, okay, I'm going to be a doctor. If I become a surgeon, great. But I just really was fascinated. Like, this sounds really bad, but I spent quite a bit of time at a hospital in high school, like some injuries and so on and so forth. Like, I played a lot of sports growing up. So I was always just fascinated. And then my mom, like, watched some medical shows. And then obviously I became a fan of Grey's. Like, everybody thinks they can be a doctor watching Grey's Anatomy. Mm-hmm. But I just really like science as well. Like bio, I was pretty good at, not so good at chem, but it was there. But, I was like, okay, I'm going to be a doctor and we'll see. Maybe if I could become a surgeon, great. If not, whatever. But then one of my last trips to the ER, I remember there was another guy in there and I just remember thinking, you know what? I don't think I can be a doctor. Like, seeing what that guy went through, like being rolled in there off of an ambulance. I'm not going to give details, but like, it just was too much. And I'm like, nope, no, thank you. I think I'm okay. Now, if I were to change my mind, I'd probably be like, you're fine, like with blood and stuff. But like, back then I wasn't. So I probably could do it now. But that's what I wanted to be. It's still probably like a dream of mine, but, you know, it's still like, it's very hard. So right now I would really like to become a psychiatrist still though. So we're working on that, but right now I'm just doing my master's in psychology. So maybe one day, so that's what I'm going to do.
I also wanted, since you mentioned that you started like wanting to do this like around high school, like how did they react when you said like you wanted to do training and become a wrestler?
They were growing up, like my dad knew I loved wrestling. We watched it, like he would watch it sometimes, but the older I got, the more I watched it on my own because I just liked watching beginning to end, whereas he would like flip back and forth between football wrestling or hockey wrestling, and I'm like, Dad, like I want to watch the whole thing. Like, so I started watching on my own. My mom didn't like it. My mom wasn't a fan. I didn't tell anybody for probably a few months. I think my dad started, because I still lived with my dad at the time, and I think he started thinking that I was like dating somebody or seeing someone new because I was gone a lot or I was working. So he would just assume, like, and my dad's a pretty chill guy. Like, he doesn't need to know where I am. And I was like early 20s. So he's like, she's an adult. But I think he still was like, where is she going all the time? Like, why is she out until like 11 at night when she needs to work at 7 tomorrow morning? But I didn't tell him until I actually got booked for my first match, because I was like, the last thing they need is to see my face on a promo poster and be like, what is that, by accident? Because like some of the wrestlers I was friends with on Facebook, so I'm like, watch, I'll get tagged in something. Then my mom will be like, what is that? You know, that could probably be the worst thing ever. Is that happening? So when I told them, I'm like, hey, so this is what I've been doing. My first match is in like a month or whatever. Don't come, but I mean, but this is what I've been doing, like 3 or 4 nights a week. Like, this is what I've been doing. No, I'm okay. No, it doesn't cost too much, but it did. I lied. But they didn't like it. I think it was kind of the whole don't ask too many questions. And I think it took my mom a little while to warm up to it. And then she finally came to a show without telling me. And I didn't actually have a match that night. But it was part of the promotion that was training me. So I was there doing other things. I just didn't have an official match. And she came. And after that, she just came to every show. And then slowly, I think once she started meeting some of the wrestlers, she realized, like, okay, these people are, like, okay people. Like, they're not what she thought. No, like, I think in her mind, I think she thought that she would be coming to a early 2000s, like, ECW show or something. Or, like, I think that's what she thought, because when she saw wrestling growing up, when my dad would watch it, it would be, like, chair shots to the head all the time and stuff, like, you know. So I think that's what was in her mind. And when she came, I think she was pleasantly surprised. It was not that. So I think after that, my dad, he was kind of just like, whatever. My sister thought it was the coolest thing. She wanted to come to every show. My other two sisters don't get it, so they've never come to my show. But they're like, cool, whatever. And then they just are like, as long as you're alive. But they just don't get it. They're like, whatever. They're smart. They're more on the smarter side and less on, like, the sporty. So they're kind of just like, they don't really care. Yeah.
I was going to go ahead and ask, I had questions from our Love Wrestling peers. Some of the first ones from the boss, Spencer. He said to ask you about the time that Nicole Matthews chopped you so hard that you started laughing. So I wanted to hear that story, because that was interesting to me.
Oh, man. It was a few years ago. They brought Nicole to, I was doing a double show in, like, Calgary and Edmonton that weekend back in Alberta, and they brought her in for both nights. And the first night was in Calgary, and it was a fatal four-way. And was it that night? No, it wasn't. Sorry. It was so the first night we had the fatal four-way, but I didn't really have too much interaction with her in it. There was a lot going on, and the match was like this. The next night in Edmonton, it was a triple instead. So we had a lot more time, and they just kind of, like, let us go, do whatever we wanted. And at one point in the match, she had me against the ropes, and she gave me, like, a few shots, and then all of a sudden she just chopped the crap out of me. I think I was shocked, because it just, I always tell Spencer it was like an out-of-body experience, because I was like, oh my god, like, I think her hand, like, went right through me to, like, my back, because it felt so, it was hard, like, she rocked me, and I started laughing, because it shocked me so much, I started giggling. So naturally, she gave me another one. And I'm like, you need to get it together, because because you shouldn't be laughing. But it, like, legit hurt. And sometimes that's what happens. You just start laughing. But I couldn't stop. And I'm like, laughing. And she does something else to me. And then, so I could cover it up after that. But I just was laughing. And someone called me out after, they're like, were you laughing? And I said, yeah, in pain. Because my soul left my body. So I always bring that up, because it's like, oh, no one's ever got me that bad.
The next question that I have is from Cody. He said to ask about the time that you and Parrish had matching hockey jerseys.
Spencer Love. I don't know if you guys know or whatever, but he's part of, like, marketing and stuff for a junior team out in Edmonton. Well, in a suburb of Edmonton. And he got us jerseys from that team. And we always joked, like, because we would go sometimes to go watch the games, because Spencer could, he had, like, company seats or whatever, so he could just give us those seats. And so sometimes we would go, and he said, oh, I'm going to get you guys a jersey. Like, you have to wear them. And I said, if you get me a jersey, I'll wear it. I will wear it on a show. I will do whatever. And so he gave it to us. And I didn't think he'd ever, because he said, hypothetically, you know, we got to pick our numbers that we wanted on it and what the back would say. And he delivered. And so we took a picture of it. One of the other guys has one as well. But he forgot his for that picture. So there would have been three of us, but just Parrish and I. So we had to take a picture, naturally, because we promised Spencer. And then we went to some hockey games and wore them there. And, you know, they have beer there, so of course we had to go. <That's pretty laughs> As Parrish cool, though. Is always like, if there's beer, I'm there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can see that. I can see him saying that for sure. So the last one that I had was from Zach. He says, since you are facing Nicole at Change the Game, he wanted to know what I assume of your favorite Nicole Matthew matches.
My favorite Nicole Matthew.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. You know what? The first time I think I ever saw her was the Mae Young Classic. Yep. So I always think about that. But then I actually do really like her match against Zoe Sager in Edmonton. I think for Clandestine One, they had a match, and I was in the crowd for it. And Zoe did like really well. And Zoe's one of my closest friends in wrestling. So I got to see that. And likely Nicole also chopped the shit out of her. So I really like to see that. I was like, oh, yes. I was waiting for that. So I was sitting there giggling, and I like had to ask Zoe after. I was like, did you feel your soul in your body? Just like I did. And Zoe, I think Zoe was lying to me because she's like, oh, it was nothing. I'm like, yeah, right. Yeah. You liar. But yeah, I think those are the two that stick out the most. I've watched a few others, but right now, that's what comes out.
Yeah, I remember I went to the Mae Young Classic taping, so I was really impressed when I saw her for the first time. And I didn't go, I think, to the first one, if I'm not mistaken. But I knew, I thought if they bring it the next year, then I'll probably go, because I just wanted to see new girls that I hadn't seen before. And she was one of them to me. She, like, basically Mae Young Classic introduced me to Nicole Matthews and so many other women that I was so impressed about that night. And it's incredible to see so many of them are like part of NXT, like Raquel Gonzalez. Like, I saw her when she was in Mae Young Classic too. And I was looking at her now, she looks so different. I would have never thought about her like this right now.
It's deceiving, because sometimes you watch people, elsewhere, and then they'll show up here or there, but they have different names.
Yeah.
So it throws you off and you don't realize it's that person. Obviously Nicole's kept the same name, but some other people, like, they've changed their names. You're like, wow, like that person looks familiar, or whatever. And sometimes you just have to Google them. It's like, oh, I've seen you here under this name.
Yeah, it's happened to me while watching NXT with Ed and Cody when we do it. Sometimes we're talking in the chat and I'm like, I know I've seen this person before. I know I've seen them. Yep. And all of a sudden it comes up. He's like, yeah, this is the person. So it was like, I knew it. I knew it in my mind because I knew I had seen them before somehow. And just like being there, because I've been to the tapings before too. So I've seen them when they do matches that are obviously like dark matches. And I get to see the people later and they have different names. I'm just like Casey, Kaden, because she used to be Lacey, but because of Lacey Evans, I changed her name, and I was like, I like Lacey though. But you know how it goes. So with WWE and their names and everything going on, but
yeah, some of the names I just don't agree with. I'm like, their last name was way better. why did you change it?
I know, yeah. So I'm like, I don't like that. That's one thing I like about AEW is like, they don't care if they have like, how many people with the Cage and the Page last name they have, but obviously people don't confuse it because they know who the talent is, and you're not going to forget about people you like.
Exactly. And they come in, and so what if they have, the exact name, then maybe you should probably think about changing that. But if it's like the same last name, who cares? There's people all around the world that'll have the same name or same last name as you.
Right.
And there's people on TV shows. You think about TV shows, there's people with the same names and last names, and you're going to change the name of some character because Bob over there has the same last name. I don't know. That doesn't, it's whatever. You associate that person with AEW and you know what they look like. Exactly. It shouldn't really matter. To me, at least.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I felt. But before we head off, I just wanted to ask where people can find you and if you have any kind of upcoming bookings to let people know, aside from Change the Game, which will be live here on Love Wrestling Twitch. If you want to watch it, it's free to watch. But if you want to like chat along with us, you probably should need a subscription so you can chat along to those that are watching that night. So I'm really, really excited for your match. I'm really looking forward to it. But if any, you can tell us where we can find you or those upcoming bookings that you have.
Yeah, you can finally find me at Kayla J on Twitter, Instagram. That's usually where I am. I do not have any upcoming bookings. They are not really running shows where I live anymore. right now, I think I don't really know what they're doing. They've just kind of been, they're not as open as Alberta. If I stayed in Alberta, I could work some shows, but out here, not really. But if there's a change, then I'll obviously post about it. But yeah, Change the Game, October 15th. I will be there. It'll be a big show. I'm really looking forward to it, not just for my own match, but I'm actually really excited for Artemis Spitzer and Michael Allen Richard Clark, which just got announced last week, I think.
I think so, yeah.
That one, I've wrestled Richard Clark. I have not wrestled Artemis Spencer, obviously. But I'm really, as a fan, I can't miss that one. I will be watching. And yeah, Zoe, of course I'm going to be watching Zoe
Cash. Yeah, I'm really, really excited about it. It's the first time that I do or watch an event with Love Wrestling like this. So I'm really excited and looking forward to it. And to, like I said, to meet and see new people that I haven't seen wrestle before. Like, I know Parrish from Love Wrestling, but I never seen him wrestle like that. So, and to see him wrestle live, in a sense, so I'm like, I want to see that. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, it's it'll be really good. Like, they haven't, I know in the past, like, they've really wanted to do shows like this, but they've fallen through, or there just wasn't somebody that could really like grab onto it and make it actually happen. So it's really good in that sense. I'm glad that it's going to be a lot of people, not just from, I know it's like very like Alberta, BC heavy, but there's a few boys from Saskatchewan, and then obviously like out in Ontario now, I guess technically I'm from here now. but yeah, no, it'll be really good. I'm excited to be in the same room as some of my friends that I haven't seen in, I guess, a year and a half. Yeah. Like, I'm good friends with the Boros twins. I have not seen them in person in probably 2 years. So I look forward to seeing them.
Yeah, so make sure to tune in October 15th to watch all this card. We have a really exciting card, so make sure to follow Love Wrestling on all social media platforms so you can make sure to check out the card and tune in with us October 15th to watch the matches. So I want to thank you for coming over and giving me my first interview like this. I'm really excited. I'm really grateful that you gave me the opportunity to do this, and I can't wait to see your match.
Oh, you're welcome. I mean, Spencer always asks if I want to be the guinea pig for things. I can't say no. I can't say no. I just love talking about wrestling. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, thank you. I hope you guys enjoy this interview and enjoy everything with Love Wrestling. Thank you for watching.